Brainiacs, episode 789.
Oh, I really do like this.
Yeah, who
sequential
wouldn't?
Numbers are my favorite. Like, you know, everybody has that time that they look at. There, people are like, oh, 11-11 or, you know, whatever.
I sure do.
Make I like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh.
1, 2,
like
3,
like 12:34.
Yeah, 12:34.
Yeah, that's a great time.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Good luck there for there go.
All right,
yeah,
well, we have high hopes then, everybody.
Yeah.
This better
just
be good.
Regular hopes.
Oh, medium.
Better be good.
Yeah, low bar lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I have a whole bunch of information today. I feel like I have like collected a bunch of like fun facts and things like that. Oh man, so many things. Where do I want to start? I think last episode that I did, I was talking about something that I got real excited about or was going to talk
yeah.
about at the very end of an episode.
You teased it.
I did tease it. And,
that
you know, I hope
fun.
I didn't oversell it, but I feel like it was because we were talking about a specific subject that often comes up for us. It's one of our favorite running jokes. We like to say, remember when we were?
Oh, optimistic.
Correct.
And we
yes.
were always wrong.
We're always wrong. So
I
read
wrong.
This article in the Atlantic where researchers were looking at how much optimism is too much optimism. And
okay.
it turns out, The quote from the article says, optimism is a bit like red wine. Too much is clearly bad, but a little each day can be good for your health. Which, I mean.
They love yeah. that. Okay.
But there is a problem with too much optimism. And I think, you know, this is, they said it negatively affected people in medical situations and in financial situations where they like weren't as good at saving as people who were moderately optimistic, like extreme optimists.
Oh my gosh,
well.
Totally.
And that
yeah.
makes sense, right?
Yeah.
They're like,
it
no,
really does.
Well, I don't need it.
Let's
keep going.
It's fine. Right.
Yeah. So
right.
we need to find a balance of
this,
optimism.
I mean, I have never been afflicted with optimism, thank God. And people that are pessimists always pretend, they always claim that they're not. They always say that they're realists. Right?
Oh,
have
no,
you ever heard
pessimist.
Someone be, I'm
yes,
not a pessimist.
Absolutely.
I'm a real. So
yes.
like, I feel like I'm a realist, but like, I also am self-aware
that's
enough
what
to know.
All,
that,
yes.
That's what
yeah,
like,
spoken like a true pessimist.
Eeyore would say.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I recently watched Winnie the Pooh. I actually watched that when I was in the hospital because I needed something
wow.
that was like familiar. And so I watched, like I had already watched Toy Story. So I was like, okay, what else can I watch? And also I was on a lot of drugs. So I didn't do
She's
a lot
like,
of searching.
She's like, don't judge me. Get that
and
look off your
up,
face.
I pulled up Disney Mad Plus or whatever. And I'm like, that looks good. Click.
Wow.
Eeyore is a
very
sad,
different.
Sad character.
Yeah, but also funny.
I mean, oh, I was so sad for him. I got that. Now I haven't watched that since I was a kid. And I remember when I was a kid, my mom would say, it makes sense you're a therapist now because you really had like a soft spot for Eeyore and for Oscar the Grouch. And I look now and I'm like, oh my God, he needs so much help. He's so
He does
depressed.
Not. He, no. I couldn't disagree more, although, you know, we all filter it through our own experiences. For me, like, Eeyore is a hoot. Like, it is so yeah. funny to act like
Good
that.
Good day, if it is one. Yeah.
She
loves
like,
it. I just quoted with, you should watch it. You clearly.
But if it's true, I do hate woe is me people, which Eeyore
yeah.
definitely is. I do not like self-pity and sort of like, mopey,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
But I do find bitterness funny. So figure that out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I will say that I do skip over mopey and I go straight to bitter. There's been
yeah,
a lot of.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love that about you.
I like to keep all of the medical staff laughing with my bitter jokes about everything.
I bet they appreciated that.
But yeah. Maybe this was exactly what I needed, this whole surgery and everything to check my, what do they call it? Extreme optimism.
Yeah. What is that?
That they rated. So they rated people in this survey and extreme optimists tend to not do so, not do
Are
as
you,
well.
Would you identify
who,
that way before?
Fucking 100% Susie.
That's why you're always late. Late people are always optimists. They
I
believe they're going to get there on time.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. You're not late anymore, but yeah.
Problem. Well, yeah. I had to work hard for it. But there were also interesting things about optimists. Not all of the things were bad. More people who were more optimistic were more likely to remarry after divorce, which makes sense.
Yeah.
They're not like, oh, I hate this.
Yeah, they're not jaded.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's good.
Yeah.
But what about how they're annoying? How do they find anyone to marry them?
But they also, I don't know if you think this is a good thing or a bad thing, but more optimistic people work longer hours and anticipate longer age-adjusted work careers and are more likely to think that they will never retire. To me, that's strange. Equals more stress.
Yeah, and it seems like that is pessimistic to think you can never retire.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
How
point.
How strange.
That's what the results showed.
Well, what do you think about... What do you think the line is between optimism and arrogance?
Oh, they said that overly optimistic people tend to go towards, they called overconfidence, which is more in like the ego area. There's like optimistic of like, this will go my way. And then there's overconfidence of I got this. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. See? Yeah.
Got dream team right here. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we do a lot of thinking. I mean, truly, I often throughout the week, I'm like, I might forget specific stories or details, but like the themes that we've learned, I think about a lot and really they've been absorbed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you feel that way or are you... I think this is a waste of time what we're doing here.
I think it's so important. And I think, you know I was looking up different articles today and there was yet another one that I didn't even bother putting into my notes because it's just another one of the ones that we always talk about where this woman said another study was done on the number one thing that predicts your longevity and your health over your life. And it's positive, healthy connections with friends.
Literally, in between our episodes today, I went through, Adam was there, and that is the fact that he told me.
Are you kidding me?
It's so weird how this happens. I don't know if it's like an algorithm thing or what, but he goes, they added two more things to like the thing, and it's sleep and social connections.
We need
we do.
Yeah.
And that, I didn't talk about it on my episode, but I was going to talk about people's relationship to their pets and how they're like, they consider them like babies and whatever. Yeah. And then I didn't because I didn't want to get hate mail. But I think it's a symptom of loneliness. Like there aren't enough, we don't have enough friends. 100%.
Yeah. We don't have enough. Well, because so much of what we do online makes you feel isolated and disconnected from people. And it's fake. It's like fast food friends, you know?
That's for sure.
They're not chips or down friends. Yeah, right.
I like chips or down friends.
And it's not realistic. Like, it breaks all of what... social connection and social like ranking. You know, I just saw this analogy of how they explain different kinds of relationships and behaviors that are okay in different kinds of relationships with people on the spectrum in like ABA therapy. And they use an onion analogy and how there are certain things you can do. Like the closer you are to the center of the onion, which is you, you have different actions and different behaviors and different things that you could do. Well, I think what we're doing, if you kind of use that onion analogy, is we're letting the thoughts and opinions and feelings of people who are way on the fucking outside layer of that onion impact.
Yeah.
Us at the same way and at the same intensity that the ones that are close to us because of the social media and connect and being able to comment on things and
trolls.
Yeah,
it's like the illusion of equality. And, like every vote is the same.
Yeah. But they're not. They're people that you listen to and people that you don't need to. And I think that, I'm probably getting off topic, but.
Would you agree with me that someone we ought to listen to about hair is the icon herself, Jennifer Aniston?
Absolutely. I mean, heck, this girl knows. I have been using, I just started using Lolave. Am I saying this right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm two shampoos in. I just shampooed my hair today and I have nothing in it but leave-in conditioner. And it is so dry out here. It's so hard to find the balance between protein and moisture and keeping your hair just healthy. And that intensive repair and conditioner and shampoo trio. Whoa.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
I love it.
Look at this.
Okay. Cause I was like, listen, I mean, if Jen's going to tell me what to use on my hair, I'm going to do it. Right. And then she was like, I'll do you one better. I'm going to make it myself. Lolave comes in here with all this stuff. I mean to tell you this, I would buy it for the smell alone.
Oh yeah. It is really nice. And it looks so clean. It looks fancy, sophisticated lady.
No. Yeah. It is like a miracle. And they have this product. So I have the whole line because I mean, why not? But the glossing detangler, really awesome. They are my hair's new best friend. They have a whole line. They're all wonderful. Like I said, even if it were just for the smell, I'd buy it, but that's not all it is. It's really effective. Multifunctional formulas working together. Prime, prep, finish.
Yeah.
Making me silky and shiny. Unlock Jennifer Aniston's approved hair at lolave.com. As our loyal listeners, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BRAINCANDY at checkout. That's 15% off your order at lolave.com with promo code BRAINCANDY. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I mean, I wanted to try this and I feel like our listeners are in the same boat where it's like, they wanted to know what this was all about.
Yes.
So now
I saw it too in the Super Bowl ad in that cart.
I didn't see it.
Oh yeah. It was in her bag she was in the Super Bowl commercial.
You're kidding. That's funny.
I know that. Yes.
Yeah. I think people want to try it and this is your excuse. Yeah. Lolave.
I got you. I tested it for you.
Yeah. Promo code Brain Candy. And I'll put that on our website along with all our other candy codes, which you should try. Okay. Yes. Onward.
So yeah, balance out that optimism. But they also said that optimism in the study, they talked about how optimism can be learned and practiced. And not like I don't need to increase any, but if you're maybe somebody who calls yourself a realist.
Yeah,
wink,
I do.
Wink.
Yeah.
Then you can raise your levels of optimism because there was an amount of optimism that is healthy and really beneficial for us. And like I said, helps us on the daily and said positive self-talk and exercises that challenge the pessimistic thoughts. So telling yourself that you're strong and capable is how you become more optimistic and feeling like, you know, better things are going to happen. You have to believe, you know, it's kind of like what they say, people who are anxious worry about the worst case scenario and like, well, what if the best thing happened? Like nobody often spends enough time or any energy really thinking about
best case scenario.
Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to think about the worst, then at least help yourself out by thinking about the best for a little while. And that's all you have to really do to kind of counter those thoughts.
Okay.
I'm good over here. I don't need any more optimism. We're to the brim.
Here's what I guess why I would consider myself a realist and somewhere genuinely in the middle, because like I'm optimistic about what I can do because I know what I'm good at and I know what I'm capable of.
Yeah.
But I also from experience know that sometimes there are gatekeepers and obstacles that I have nothing to do with. I am not in control of them at all. And so like realistically I could excel.
Yeah.
But then something or someone would stop me from reaching whatever my goal may be because that's I can't
realistic.
Control. Thank you, Sarah.
That's very realistic. Yeah.
I wish it weren't true.
But okay, if you're really, really stressed out, say you're waiting for the bus. It's the end of a long day. You're now, and you're also really hungry. And maybe it just started to rain.
Yeah.
And the bus is 5 minutes late. Then it's 7 minutes late. Then it's 12 minutes late. Is the bus coming? I'm just making this up. Fuck, this
you know,
wasn't in the study,
it's so
but it
funny
feels
because
official.
I have been in this position.
Okay,
and
is the
I
bus
keep
coming
waiting.
Or not? Okay, so maybe there's a little bit
maybe
of optimism.
Maybe secretly.
I feel like that, yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny, Sarah. It's like I didn't
I wonder
want you to
if
know.
if we tested you on your level of optimism, like how you would rank. Because
would
I feel
you
like
stand
that
there?
Is an example.
Would you think it was coming?
Well, it depends on whether it's almost like, why do you think it's coming? Like, what are the thoughts that you're having? Are the thoughts
I think they know
like,
what they're doing.
Fuck, this bus
they're
is
reliable.
Never going to come. Okay, those seem like positive, optimistic thoughts.
Although my dad was a bus driver and I really think he was dependable.
Okay.
Maybe this is too,
yeah,
right,
too specific,
on the
too
nose.
Personal. Right.
But you would think, what would contribute? Let's say you thought this bus ain't coming. What would contribute to that? They're incompetent or...
Yeah, or like, oh my gosh, this bus is never going to get here. I'm going to have to wait here forever. This is like more like seeing it
doom and gloom.
As, like, yeah, like this is a glass half empty situation.
Oh my gosh, what if I'm a secret optimist?
I know. I think maybe I need to like send you some sort of like, how optimistic am I?
A
cosmopolitan
test, yeah.
Quiz.
Yeah. That's so funny. All right. Well, that makes me feel better actually because I don't want to be a dickhead.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who's being a dickhead, and it's those people who are thinking that this new like trend that's going around. I read another article. I think this was also in the Atlantic on boredom being trendy, and is boredom trendy? Or like, ask the question. And there are
tell
a lot
me,
of examples
I don't know
of
what this.
This
is about.
Have you seen this? Do you think that this is true? That boredom is trendy?
I hadn't noticed. Who's trending it?
Okay, so I feel like there's this kind of, I don't know, wave or something happening. Maybe it's in response to people feeling overworked and underpaid.
Uh-huh. You're talking about like a malaise.
Yeah.
They have this sense of like,
yes.
What's the point?
And what's the point? And there's even, you know, I saw this other, I've seen a bunch of stuff recently about this woman who calls herself the anti-work girl boss. And she gives you all this info about how to work less and be lazier at the job that you're doing.
I'm so mad. Have you seen there's another thing called the nap ministry?
Oh, goodness.
It's the same deal, but people love it. And it's like sort of like
and stay-at-home
protesting,
falls into this too.
You know, this sort of exploitative culture of like you have to be available all the time for your job or something. I get that principle.
Yes.
But it's like proselytizing like what I would call laziness.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and
it
I
is.
Not
it's like,
into it.
But this is, we have such a problem with work-life balance. This article then led me to, I went on a deep dive into this. There was a study done on the global countries with the best work-life balance. Mm-hmm. They achieved the highest scores on this index analysis.
Yeah.
And here's the rankings of the top ones. Number one, New Zealand. Two, Spain. Then France, Australia, Denmark, Norway, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, Canada, and Brazil. That's the top 10. Take a guess where we are in the top 60. Work-life balance.
I would say the last one or something.
53.
Like super low. Yeah.
Yeah. Iran, Iraq, Qatar, Angola, Malaysia, and Nigeria rank lower than us.
Okay. I get it.
So this feels like a response to that in a way. That
I get that.
And could you imagine being that Gen Z person entering the workforce with seeing like millennials throwing their hands in the air being like, fuck this, I can't get a house, like, man, this is insane.
Yes, certainly. I certainly can understand that instinct and that feeling and emotional response. What I cannot understand and I cannot abide is what you do with that feeling. if your answer is to nap,
yeah,
I do not feel sorry for you.
Okay, that is exactly what the article said, that the boredom needs to end up serving a function. And when it does, when we do see it work in that way, it can start fashion trends and things can get, people can
yes.
be creative. Imagine, and change can happen.
Okay, let's so look at the injustice
this,
yeah. of before the civil rights movement, the injustice before the American Disabilities Act. What if Martin Luther King and Judy Heumann said, this sucks, and so I'm tired and I'm just going to give up.
Right.
Well, I get why they might want to. That's yeah. a fair feeling. But yeah. if they had, nothing right. changes.
Right.
I'm so incensed.
Yeah.
This is so stupid. I yeah. like malaise is no one has changed the world with malaise.
No, I think people are not looking to change the world. It feels like powerless and
oh,
and
okay.
I think
so.
That's
this
it.
Is nihilism, is, this feeling of hopelessness.
Yeah.
Maybe ugh, that's that it. Is awful.
Yeah.
Well, and it, that could come from feeling like even if you attempted and you mobilized and all of that, and nothing still would change. Like,
yeah,
that is
I
a
think
whole
that
other
is the
level.
Feeling. I think, and that's it's just terrible. Like, I'm going to surrender and.
That's a lie. You're telling yourself a lie. And you know how I know it? This
yeah.
sounds so
oh,
silly.
I love this. Wound up. So silly. Yeah. yeah.
Say this
it.
Sounds so tell silly. But because I love old gossip and I'm always watching these vintage clips, it does not matter what year the clip is from.
Yeah.
Everyone says the same stuff. When that Apollo 13 clip started, Johnny said, oh, you guys are heroes. Kids probably feel like they don't have heroes these days. That was in like fucking
right,
40
right.
years, 53 years ago. They always say like, things are so terrible.
Right.
There was a clip from 2015 where on Howard Stern, where they were talking about like how everything's awful. I'm like, everything was great in 2015. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, we just and adjust so, bar just shifts and it's always going to be the same.
If you're feeling
what
hopeless,
you do with it.
You're lying. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, I love it. You're so right.
That it's not hope. Hopeless. It is not hopeless. It ain't over till it's over.
Yeah, maybe it's like the article discussed in when it can be helpful is it keeps the society from stagnating. And that boredom then, if you have the people who are willing to be the change makers and act on that boredom.
Hopelessness is a tool of fascists and the people who are benefiting from your malaise in the first place. They win if you give up.
Yeah. Ooh, and then I can get into a whole thing on like how it just drives capitalism and you just need this product to feel better. And that's why all like
yeah.
Cavil. Yeah.
Like I understand it. I really do. And I have those days too, believe me. But don't give in.
Yeah.
It's not over.
Tell it to the anti-work girl boss.
Oh my God, I'm optimistic. This is terrible. This is a... I feel awful. What's her name? What is this? Her, what's her thing?
I don't know what her name
boss?
Is, but it's anti-work girl boss is her
that
handle.
That is stupid. I hate her.
And you know, I looked on it, I watched a bit, and she did talk, like, that she did give some helpful things about cutting down the time you spend with your, like, she's like, people need to get better resumes. So, yeah, that's true.
Wait a minute, what?
I just think we're not preparing people for the work world. And so they
yeah.
go in thinking that they can get a job and they don't have the basic fundamentals of, like, writing a good resume. And nobody can write, you know.
That's her solution?
Like, used to. No, there was, like, a bunch of, you know, it's probably, like, one of those... You know, buy my packet of like.
That's the thing, Sarah. She's
material.
A part of this. I'm sorry, but she's profiting from it too. I hate
yeah.
her with all my heart.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's it. Boredom, trendy, not for Susie. Susie's officially.
I love that I have become the reactor and you're like all calm. It's really unnerving. I feel
is
this
it?
Total. Yeah, now I know what you must feel like when I'm over here all like unaffected by anything.
No, I'm like, yeah, let people, let, you know, let them be, let them be. No, I.
To each their own.
Well, yeah, every single thing that we're talking about today. Well, actually, I do have one that I'm outraged by and I'm annoyed with. Maybe two. Actually, three. But
hold on.
This one.
I forgot to do my job
okay,
in my whole
okay,
like
okay.
rant. Okay. And that, you know why? It's actually the cause and cure of my problems, and that's naked wines.
Oh, hell yeah.
that I happen to be drinking right now. If you're watching the video version, I will show you. It is a Chardonnay.
Oh, nice.
Really tasty and wonderful and doing the Lord's work. And they eliminate the middleman and they support wonderful winemakers and they deliver it right to your door. So you don't have to deal with all the, the charges that get added on for the middleman. And you can try new things, try
beautiful
different wines. Beautiful. From like smaller, vendors too, which I really think is so cool. And this is one heck of a deal. This might be the best deal we got going. Head to nakedwines.com/braincandy and click enter voucher in the top right when you go to the website and then put in brain candy for both the code and the password and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 a bottle. That's nakedwines.com/braincandy and use code and password brain candy and grab 6. Hold on. Bottles for just $39.99. One last time, that's nakedwines.com/braincandy. Code and password brain candy for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Sorry, Sarah. I failed.
No, do your job. This is great.
Thank you.
And more vino for everybody. I love it. So my next little piece of information is kind of connected to the last. In fact, you can kind of draw a string through all of these or a line through all of these. But Australia Senate just passed a law called the Right to Disconnect law, mm-hmm. where businesses cannot contact you or you don't have that. You are not in any trouble if a business like, you know, your job reaches out to you during non-work hours and you don't respond.
Yeah. I love it.
I love this too.
So
I think
important.
We need more of this. It says that employees have the right to not respond to supervisors' unreasonable texts, emails, or calls while they're off work. And yeah, we're
Absolutely.
Not being paid for these 24-hour days. I think it's like this kind of feeling of always being on. We need to like work so hard to embrace rest time. I saw some comedian, I can't remember who it is now, but it was such a funny bit that said like, we have to learn to meditate now because back in the day, we used to meditate all the time. You were at a bus stop waiting. Guess what you were doing? Practicing mindfulness,
right.
being
I
present.
I remember that. And like, the drops on the window.
Yes.
On your car window. Like you watch them fall.
Like you were doing it all the time, like in your daily life, just doing that. And we're just not doing that now. We're always connected or like have people reaching out to us all the time. So I like any laws that increase
so
this. Yeah, it's great. It's such a great bit. I have to find that.
Well, because it is a real, it's a bigger burden for people like you and Adam for whom once that notification pops up, it's just like, you can't ignore it. Like it doesn't have that effect on me.
Yeah.
And for you, it probably feels like you can never rest.
Yeah. It's all, there's always there. Yeah. And it's like being in a casino all the time. And there's little dopamine hits that you get that make you addicted to it in a way that you can't even really control. And then you feel like that's your livelihood. So it feels like dangerous to stop. And that's a hard thing to break. So I like anything that is going to pass those laws and create those better boundaries. It feels like there is, I don't know, the question of like, where does it end or how far is too far? Because there's a French village that has placed a ban on public scrolling.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. They're trying to pass that. And here's the problem. Like if it passes, it won't be enforceable by like the police, like you can't get arrested for it. What they are hoping for is that the public and shop owners and businesses will say something to encourage you to put your phone down.
What if you
that is not going to work?
Yeah. It seems like
okay.
a
Are people going to enjoy that because it's like a break from you're going to this town as like a break from technology?
Oh, this
and
is like
that
a
becomes
tourism
like a,
thing.
Is that a thing? They're just saying it's causing a lot of problems and traffic issues and people aren't paying attention. And so they're trying to pass.
Well, just tell people not, they can't do it in their car. The fuck?
Yeah, but they're like walking down the street or in stores or in shops. Like what are your thoughts? Like cell phone free.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like maybe we should treat it like alcohol where like if you're doing it in a safe space, it's okay. Like if I'm sitting in a bar by myself, I would love to go on my phone. It's so fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get in trouble. No shops. So if you're like walking through a shop and scrolling.
Oh, okay.
And no public
I feel like
walkways.
They need to call it something else.
Yeah.
You can't be walking and
scrolling. No walking and scrolling.
That's fine. I can see that.
No mobile scrolling. You have to be planted in one place.
Yeah, you can't be on the go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you're seated, though, it should be allowed. Are you allowed?
I don't know. It didn't mention the specifics of that.
Yeah.
It just said like
But shops, I think you might be onto something that maybe it's the town trying to appeal to people that want to unplug.
Yeah, I'm kind of into that. Like I like to go to a campsite or certain places when I know that they don't have service. It's like, oh, this is like a forced break from it.
It's so funny because I always said like I could live in an absolute shack if it had the internet. I don't care. Yeah. That's all. As long as it has the internet, it could be like I could live in the manger, Jesus's nativity manger. I don't care.
You'd just be there scrolling, just
watching Johnny.
Watching old Johnny Carson. Yep. Okay. What are some of the other things that this, okay. I'm outraged at this. I'm super, but you tell me. There's an Indian model who faked her own death in an attempt to raise awareness about cervical cancer.
I don't love her. I'm sick of it.
I don't love it either.
She's such a doofus. And then she was like, well, we're all talking about cervical cancer. Right. Are we? So I think we're just talking about how you're an idiot.
Yeah. This, I think, went really far, like way too far. So it's not just like rumors were out there that she died of cervical cancer and she didn't correct them. She went so far as to have her team post something. Oh, I think I took a screenshot of the post. Let me see. Yes, I did.
Yeah, it like said, on her Instagram.
Yes. This morning was a tough one for us. Deeply saddened to inform you that we have lost our beloved Poonam to cervical cancer. Every living form that ever came in contact with her was met with pure love and kindness. In this time of grief, we would request privacy while we remember her fondly for all that we've shared. Prayer hands.
Prayer hands.
Or high Poonam, fives. Still goes. I still don't know which it
you
is.
You know what, Poonam? I don't think she actually wanted to raise awareness about cervical cancer. I think this ma'am wanted to go viral.
I agree. And that's why I almost was like, do I mention her name? But, you know, here we are. But it feels like there are so many other ways that you could go about raising awareness or go about raising money for this. A spike in Google searches of cervical cancer actually doesn't do anything. Like, I would love to measure awareness in benefits to whatever we're trying to raise awareness for.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a certain amount of awareness. Yes, it's important to like bring attention to the issue, but then you have to do something.
Right. Like Michael J. Fox, he's doing it for Parkinson's. Right. That's awareness. That's
there you go.
Working.
Yeah. Yes.
You're a doofus. And I don't think you should make jokes about dying because if something bad happens, I'm just saying.
Me too, Susie. I was thinking, I'm like, this is going to set a really bad like precedent. Like this is.
When she does die.
And like other people, I think other people are going to follow suit and think that they can do this too.
I hate that crap. Any kind of like viral gimmick, I am infuriated by.
That is insulting to anybody who has, where it's like, oh, JK, I don't have that. It's insensitive.
And it's doubly insensitive because not only does she not see that, she wants credit and thinks she's helping or claims that she's trying to help.
Yeah.
Buzz off, Poonam.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
I'll tell you
about
what
it.
I do love, though.
Mm-hmm.
Honey love leggings, honey love bra,
absolutely.
Honey love everything.
suck it all in. Keep everything nice and right where it's supposed to be.
For real.
I love those
Honey
leggings.
Love shapewear.
Yes.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
It really is, though. It's super high quality stuff. And I put on our Instagram how I ordered the, I forget what it's called, Liftwear shirt, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah. I was
I'm
thinking
like,
about
can
that.
Can you imagine my melons in that thing?
Oh, my God. Can you
they
show
are going to be on show.
Yeah.
I mean, they really need their time in the sun. And this is, they have everything you need, keep you all in place, keep you looking good, feeling confident. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/braincandy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/braincandy. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about us. Heard about them, please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we talked about the Indian model, faked her own death. Don't like that. French scroll, ban on scrolling. Again, mixed feelings on that. Mm-hmm. It did this. I will add to that, scrolling article I read that said, some people are protesting by taking to the streets and scrolling in mass, like just a whole bunch of them out there doing it.
Yeah,
like,
I
we
love
hate
it.
This. And then other people are like, this is the worst because there's like fuck all else to do here. So it feels like there may be a big age gap in, like it feels like young versus old. Here.
This is the thing. Whenever young people or old people think about young people and how they criticize them, like they're buying avocado toast. That's why they can't buy a house. And we're like, no, it is systemic and is a whole thing. If it's going to be that way where my boss will be texting me or emailing me at like 3 a.m. on a Sunday night, then let me scroll in the street.
Right. Yeah.
You have to be able to have the fun part if you're going to make me do the shitty part.
Yes.
That's my
agreed.
Point. Thanks, Sarah.
Totally agreed. Yeah. Get angry about it. This one was a funny one. So a pigeon has recently been released after being held for 8 months suspicion of spying for China. 8 months it took them.
Exonerated, though. Yeah.
Exonerated.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What did they do to that little pigeon in captivity? We have ways of making you talk.
All right. Well, Sarah.
What do we do?
Okay, this is a good question. I understand why you would keep it. Like, let's say you genuinely believe that this thing was like, I don't know, what, tapped or something?
That like, is my, what? Like, what are the, so is there a microchip in it? Can't you just scan for that?
Beep, yeah, it does seem like this would be an easy determination.
It's like overnight. Yeah. 8 months. There were markings on the feathers on the wing that resembled Chinese characters.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's too bad for that guy. Yeah. Well, what was the other, like, where did they find him?
In Mumbai, and he was caught, and I must have been in some, like, secure location. But what, it turned out that he was a racing pigeon, like some sort of race pigeon that, like, escaped and got loose and had two little ankle tags on him. And so they and these characters, they suspected it was a Chinese spy.
Well, and he was packing heat and drinking a martini, shaken, not stirred.
And he had a little bow tie.
Yeah. Right. Like, what is the what?
Right.
There's no evidence.
There's no evidence, and I can't believe it took you 8 months. And then the article went on to talk about how PETA got involved, and like they. Oh, we're fighting for the release of this pigeon. And I'm like, people fight for the release of wrongfully incarcerated people for like, you know, misdemeanor offense. Well, I don't know, something, nonviolent offenders. Or,
yeah, like marijuana possession. Like,
yes, exactly. This feels
they're
like energy
the,
put in the
pigeon.
Wrong place.
Do you think the pigeon was sad or like, was like, wait till my friends hear about this?
Well, I feel like it's that you could make a Pixar movie out of it, because imagine you're like kept your whole life as this little racing bird, and you're like, I'm done racing. I'm leaving. I'm going out. I'm not going to live in a cage anymore. And then you get caught and taken away by authorities and then questioned.
Were they questioning
the bird? Okay, I'll show you.
With like a light bulb over its head.
Yeah.
Like film all noir. Of those,
everything is funny about that. P-I-G-E-O-N, pigeon detained. This was in Business Insider. Let me send you the photo. Okay.
Let me be the judge. I'll tell you what kind of, what if it's like, oh, no, that's just like a pigeon that was getting tattoos in the 90s and got a Chinese
like the rest of us. Wild days. Yeah, I mean, who didn't get a Chinese character tattooed on them in the 90s?
That genuinely looks like somebody wrote on that pigeon.
Right. Because it's a racing. Well, it's so.
Oh, it's, okay.
Yeah.
They do that?
The Taiwan Pigeon Racing Association spokesperson said, yeah, he's one of ours.
How do they not know that?
Well,
like, if you're in the field of pigeon, like, imprisonment.
I don't know if that's the order that this went in. I think it was this pigeon was somewhere that was restricted area. People who were encouraged to, if you see something, say something, said something, but knew nothing about.
Has that ever paid off?
I don't know.
Have we gotten anything from the see something, say something campaign?
That's a really good question.
Has anyone ever saw something, said something, and then it was something?
Yeah, it didn't work out for this pigeon for 8 whole months. Then, like, think about it, that they had to then call in a pigeon. I mean, they have to, like, feed him. They have to, like, house him. They kept him alive for 8 months. They
seems like a pain.
Yeah, just let the guy go. And what were they scared of him doing?
Well, like, that's what I mean. Like, I get, even if you thought it had some sort of device on it, you could easily determine that. Yeah. Unless they know something that we don't about avians.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Avians. Yeah.
Avians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, are you, maybe.
Well, remember that conspiracy theory that all the birds are drones?
Maybe they are.
Maybe they got a hold of this
one. And then they found this guy to be like, just kidding. That was just like a...
Susie's turned into a conspiracy theorist. She's gone from optimist to real, from realist to optimist, straight to conspiracy theorist. And this is a role reversal. Is this what it feels like?
Yes. Yes, Sarah. I have become you.
Oh, that's
this
so great.
This is weird. Like during your recovery period, we switched. Okay. Was that the campaign? Birds are drones?
Birds are drones. Yes.
Birds are drones.
Yeah. Which we found out to be fake. Duh.
We found out.
A hoax. We found. Yeah.
We did.
Suspicion.
Find that out.
Okay. More stories for you. This one I saw a little while ago.
I have a story for you first.
Oh, tell me first the story first.
Yeah. My story is about how I love fast growing trees, and it is such a fun company, and they have wonderful products. If you are you like one of these people that you're like, oh, we got a landscape in the spring. Well, don't dread it, because fast growing trees got you covered, right?
This is it's hard to get good prices on really good quality. Well, whatever you want, indoor,
trees,
outdoor
shrubs.
Plants, you know, some of those big, huge companies, like it's like a 1 in 3 chance I have of keeping those babies alive. These guys. Guaranteed success.
Yeah. And it's like, they have it all there. You can talk to an expert, like you can tell them your soil type, whatever design you're trying to do, like how you want to take care of them, where you live. And then they'll tell you what will work best.
Ooh.
And they have everything. They have house plants, they have landscaping type trees and shrubs. And they also have like tools that you can use. Right now they have the best deals online, up to half off select plants. And listeners of our show get an additional 15% off when you use code BRAINCANDY at checkout. That's an additional 15% at fastgrowingtrees.com using code BRAINCANDY at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code BRAINCANDY. Offer is valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you. I'll put that on our website as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, my thing that I want to talk to you about, my next story.
Yeah.
Did you see Jessica Biel's shower secret?
Yeah, I did.
For our listeners, Jessica Biel, I mean, they made it seem like she was like going to admit to like something terrible that she was doing in there, but maybe this is just as bad as anything else you could imagine. But she says she likes to eat snacks in the shower. Is this a rich person thing?
I think this is a woman who would like to take the spotlight off her husband, who is in a weird online feud with Britney Spears.
Okay.
Because there was a whole article that came out about this in 2020. But then now they're like, hey, wait, did we mention that she eats in the shower?
Okay.
It feels very desperate to me.
I love it. I love how Susie has like a story about the story.
Right. Like, but it's all like fan fiction.
I know about this. Yeah.
Well, because why else are we talking about that again?
Well, I just
what kind of like, snacks though? What is she eating?
Well, this is the part that I had a problem with, is because she had food that she labeled as like better shower appropriate. She called it shower appropriate items.
What are
and
they?
Like cereal or yogurt.
What?
Or popsicles was another one she mentioned. I'll give you, and she said, you know, for the obvious reasons, like it goes down the, like if it goes down the drain, I'm like, I would hate to know what kind of food she's like shoved down the drain, pushed down the drain. Just, but like, I'll give you popsicles and yogurt.
I'll give you popsicles.
One thing, like you could wet that down and it's water soluble, yeah. I guess is the word. But cereal. That's chunky.
A bowl or just a handful?
A bowl. I could imagine a bowl.
That's
not a
ridiculous.
Handful. That would be insane.
I thought she was like dry eating it.
No, I think she's getting a bowl. Like she's all coffee and tea. Also,
I'm
that.
Like, lady,
she
have you heard of baths?
Yeah.
Baths are way better for snacking. Believe me, I know.
I can't imagine eating in the shower. I would be so distracted. How long are you in the shower for?
I bet you
I am one of those people
who's
kind of outraged
time.
At this. Oh, and now she's turned into a thing.
I really
love
do.
This theory you have on this. This is great. Susie's hot take is that this is a distraction. It makes sense.
I believe
this feels
it is.
Like I think you're right. Yeah.
I mean, Justin cannot get behind, like he cannot get in front of this
right.
Britney thing. Like any which way he does it, we're still like furious.
Yeah.
And he's a has been. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Believe me, as a never was, I know how much that can hurt, but it's like you're on the downswing, my friend. And now your wife's eating in the shower. I don't know what to tell you.
that's so funny. Yeah, I thought, because didn't he do some song before with Usher? I think there may have been one. Like somebody mentioned him as a possibility.
They should have if they didn't.
Somebody to come out at the Super Bowl as like a surprise guest.
That would have been really bad.
And I said, nope, it can't be that one. Maybe it was like what are they called? Those prop bets that Eli, we were making some prop bets for the Super Bowl of like, how long will Shania Twain sing for? Or not Shania Twain. No, Reba McEntire. Terrible. Reba McEntire. Terrible to confuse the two of them. Like how long will she sing the national anthem for? Stuff like that. Like I love a prop bet. So maybe it was like something like that. Of like which one, who will come out and sing with Usher, and I said, no way is Justin Timberlake coming out.
He's not that stupid.
Yeah, that'd be dumb. Wildly controversial right now.
Even him, he was on Saturday Night Live as the musical guest when Dakota Johnson was the host. Even that was weird because it just rang of somebody who was once really something who wasn't anymore, but that kind of like either won't admit it or can't, like he's white knuckling it, clinging to this.
Did he just come out with an album or something?
He has a song out, Selfish.
Oh.
Remember? And then Britney has a song called Selfish. So the Britney fans.
And then
fans,
her fans. Right.
Yeah, right.
Listen to all that. So Herbs became number one. Oh, God. What?
But it's not a good song. It sounds like.
Oh, no.
Like, it sounds like 15 years ago. It's like.
Oh.
The same type of formula.
Yeah. Ooh. I love this.
I'm so, I don't know why I'm so opinionated all of a sudden. Yeah, it's newish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me see if I have any other things that I'm upset about or angry about. This was, once again, out of Colorado. I should not be surprised anymore, but there was a Christian pastor who scammed his followers by creating fake cryptocurrency, like a cryptocurrency like whole bank, I guess, out of $3.4 million. And then this guy has the audacity to say, yeah, we did take that money, but the Lord told us to, like God told us to. He said, we need to do this. We need to get these people's money. And we had nothing to back it. We didn't know what we were doing. But either the Lord's wrong or he hasn't showed us all that he's going to reward us with yet.
That's right.
Holy prosperity gospel, Susie. Tell me how delusional you have to be to.
Yeah. It's hard.
Follow this and
it is. I know what you mean. It is great. Like to hear it, you think, I can't believe anyone fell for this. That your pastor is like, the Lord is telling me that I need to set up this. And then people actually invest in it. But they are so brazen. And, the way that they sell it, it's like those infomercials where it's like, you think you have to, and it's like, I'd be crazy not to buy this, like invest in this. And then they're spending it on like their home renovations and like their Range Rover or whatever fancy car, I forget. And
yes, yes.
That instead of being like, you know what? Did you say this? I'm not sure if I heard you, but the article I read, he said, either I heard the Lord wrong. It's either that or something's good's coming still.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I think there's some other options here.
These are the only two options. I must have heard him wrong. I must have had my radio not tuned correctly to the God channel.
But if you happen to be a prosperity gospel, you know, devotee, then their flashy stuff is not a red flag to you. That is evidence of their faithfulness. So for us, it's like if we saw the Pope wearing Prada, like we did, remember the Pope that had those fancy red shoes?
Yes.
People were like, wait a minute. But for these pastors, it is not that. It's not a red flag at all.
That is so crazy to me that you found that like very, that they found that very specific niche that just so benefits.
It's the perfect crime because.
It's the perfect crime.
If you are poor, then you think, okay, I just need to demonstrate my faithfulness and devotion, and then that problem will be solved. And if you're rich, you love it because it shows that you're already faithful. It's perfect. It goes for everybody.
Oh my God. I mean, we've had stories like this before, and every time you sell it to me and break it down for me, I'm still like,
but
I can't believe it. And I saw it with my own eyes when we went to Brazil.
Right.
And we went and saw these, you know, schools, and it was crazy.
The trouble comes, though, when bad things happen because they, I hate to break it to them, but everyone dies.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like the Scientology thing, like where, you know, like Kirstie Alley died from cancer. She was a Scientologist and like, that's not really supposed to happen. And John Travolta's wife died of cancer. Right. It's very hard to explain that away when you've promised something else in the name of God.
Yeah.
Mm. But it's a very appealing pitch.
Yeah. And people are still, people right in Colorado, in Denver. like.
Well, you're in like the hotbed, Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Focus on the family.
Oh, God. Don't I know it.
Christians love nature. They do. They're probably on the slopes with you.
They do. Probably. Oh, my God. They are. One day a lady was on the gondola with me, and she didn't have skis. She was just up there to check it out with her daughter. And they said, isn't this evidence of God's beauty just all around us? And that, and we were like, yep, we're going
it's
with
like
this.
It's like a language. You have to learn their language.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, God, freaking A. Give us more of that pow, God. Pray for pow. PFP.
PFP.
I'll make that bumper sticker. I'll make millions.
Right. I mean, they're so close. They're on the right track. Like with like appreciating the beauty of the whatever.
Just don't scam people out of money, would you?
Let me ask you this, just from your point of view.
Yeah.
I don't know this specific guy, but like in general, do you think these pastors believe what they're saying?
No.
You think they are knowingly scamming people?
I think they've lied enough to start believing it themselves. That I think it's like the Fool Me Once book we read, where a little lie or a little scam makes all the other, well, you become like kind of numb to it.
Do you think that they justify it in their head? Like it's,
yeah,
it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Like hard to know though.
Now I
question that.
Because I remember I met Reza, when I first met Reza Aslan, and he's that scholar that wrote Zealot and, what was it? He had a really big, successful books, and he's a scholar, and he talks about religion. And I told him what I studied and what I was doing research on, and he referred to prosperity gospel pastors as snake oil salesmen. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was like, well, I don't know if I would go that far. I think some of them are sincere, at least in like the general sense that they think God does want to bless you. Why wouldn't he? Like they think of God as like a father. And so like what parent wouldn't want to bless their child?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do think it gets off the tracks though.
Yeah, and then maybe you're ignoring the things that like push against that, and you're just highlighting all the things. It's a confirmation bias, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of psychological
glitches going on. Those not so realistic.
Let me ask you another thing, because obviously I'm into this. Do you feel bad for the parishioners, or you feel like you're an idiot?
I do. Yeah. I feel bad for them because I feel like the hope, I think capitalizing on people's good intentions and hope is not good. Is so such like when people are in a vulnerable place,
they're exploiting the optimism and the faith of, okay.
And
so you feel
like
they're
that.
Victims, not opportunists.
Oh,
it's so complicated.
Because then you go into like, well, what was driving them? Like,
yeah, what were their intentions? They will all tell you they wanted to get rich then to give to other people. You know, like they don't act like they're going to just buy fancy
cars
stuff.
And shit.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That is fucking layered. Those are tough questions. Oh, I like it though.
Maybe it's both.
I think it is both. I almost think there's a line where it switches after a certain amount. Like, you know, we talked about, like, there've been a whole bunch of studies on does money equal happiness? And there's a certain, there's a almost like a line of having your needs met and having a little bit of freedom And then after that, it's this like law of diminishing returns. I think mm-hmm. that once it kind of crosses over that line, then maybe it goes from people who are like in whatever those two things you were saying, like opportunists mm-hmm. versus
hopeful. Optimistic yeah. people. Yeah. yeah.
That's kind of that. Yeah.
Are they going to file criminal charges? Is that the deal?
Yes. They filed them on Monday, which is just a couple days ago, but I can't find anything that says the result that says what happened or.
What are they charging him with? Like some sort of, like they're saying he's fraudulent or something.
Yeah.
What
yeah. I don't know what charges they filed against him. Yeah. But,
I gotta say, yeah. I gotta, I mean,
he gets what's
I do
coming
not feel
him.
Sorry. Yeah.
Right. And he worked in like finance before. So it's like, you're not dumb. You know what the fuck you're doing.
Until the Come Lord on. Called him.
Right. You didn't. Yeah. He didn't go. It wasn't like a pastor who then, you know, like decided to learn about money. This was a money guy who learned about God, like became a pastor and then did this. Scammer. I'm sure there'll be a Netflix documentary about it.
Yeah, shortly. That'll be great for us.
Yeah. Talk right. about that one. Yeah. So there you go.
Okay.
A lot of random
Thank
facts,
you.
A lot of things related to tech to be.
Yes. I really enjoyed that. I did not like Poonam. She yeah. can suck it. I mean,
we do like
Lord.
Australia's right to disconnect.
We like that.
But maybe the French village who's banning public scrolling needs to just.
If you were going to eat in the shower,
oh yeah,
what would you eat?
Like I got to go one-handed item. Like I got to go like an ice cream sandwich or a the best in the whole world, ice cream sandwiches from Trader Joe's. Or like a drumstick.
I would probably go a peach.
Oh,
those things are
it's
so
already
sticky
drippy,
and, messy.
Yeah. and then you're already in the shower to just wash it off, and you get it all over your place. Yes,
that just makes good sense.
Peach or watermelon? Yes, something
watermelon.
That you can just
yep.
go. Wah, 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 get
That's
all
right.
Yeah.
And then you're all cleaned up.
And I hate the afterwards. Peach is such a good answer. Why didn't I think of that? So smart. Good answer.
Juicy fruits. All right, yeah. people. Thank you as always for supporting us and using our codes and just being wonderful. We love you so much.
Yeah, we do. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.